Merci, Monsieur Godbout. Bon après-midi à tous. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Tout d'abord, j'aimerais remercier le Cercle canadien pour l'invitation de vous adresser la parole aujourd'hui. Ceux d'entre vous dans la salle qui me connaissent, puis il y en a beaucoup, merci, savent à quel point l'industrie aérospatiale me passionne, et plus particulièrement notre compagnie CAE. Notre industrie, que je vais faire référence dans mon allocution, se distingue par ce mot-là, la passion. La passion qu'elle soulève chez ses employés et le public en général. Chez CAE, par exemple, lorsqu'on reproduit l'expérience de vol par la réalité virtuelle, la simulation, pour moi, c'est toujours étonnant de voir la réaction des gens. C'est presque magique. Et pour moi, c'est une grande source de motivation pour nos employés. Nous sommes aussi une industrie forte au Québec, à Montréal, au Canada. Mais les entreprises comme CAE sont déterminées à être les meilleures dans le monde. When you think about CAE, CAE is truly a Canadian jewel. One of the very few high-tech companies that's a global leader at what it does. I really realize that some of you may not know much about CAE, except maybe that we're involved in simulation. So just let me give you a little bit of background. The company itself, which you see on the screen, our headquarters in Montreal, began shortly after the war with a workforce of 18 people in an aircraft hangar on the south shore in Saint-Hubert. From 18 people, fast forward to today, we have more than 8,000 employees, half of whom are based right here in Montreal. Continuing the story, in 1947, shortly after launching CAE, our founder, Ken Patrick, who was an officer, Royal Canadian Air Force officer, just coming back from the war, he won his first simulator contract from the Canadian Defense Forces. And the one you see on the screen was the aircraft he did the simulator for. It's a CF-100 Canuck, an interceptor, which was a plane developed and manufactured by Avro Canada back in 1952. 8 years later, CAE won an important milestone contract for the CF-104 Starfighter, which history buffs in the room might know was replacement aircraft for the Avro Arrow. And that gave us entry into the global market with sales to several NATO allies. In subsequent years, CAE became what it is today, the global champion of flight simulation for both civil and military aircraft. And today, I'm very proud to tell you that the majority of commercial pilots flying around the world are trained on simulators designed and built right here in Montreal. As a matter of fact, we've delivered over 2,000 simulators and training devices around the world, and that's by far the lion's share of our industry. And all right, you look at our simulation devices today, they're so sophisticated, so realistic in how they perform, that the first time a pilot flies in a commercial aircraft is with passengers like you and me in the back as fare-paying passengers. And that's possible, and that's approved by regulators such as Transport Canada, the FAA in the United States, because the pilot's experience in the simulator is so rigorous and authentic that they often forget it's actually a simulation. They're in fact put through scenarios in the simulator that you would certainly never want to experience in real life, but of course they need to be prepared. Our technology software, between 5 and 10 million lines of codes in each simulator that perform tricks to me like magic. Motion systems that make you believe you're banking and turning in the air or rolling down a runway. You can even feel the bumps on the cracks on the tarmac as you roll down the runway. Our visual systems can replicate flying through dense clouds and thunderstorms coupled with turbulence and lightning flashes, as well as the precise terrain of over 250 airports around the world. Our military simulators are even more sophisticated for the simple reason that military pilots fly missions in concert with each other, and often when people may be shooting at them. our objective there is to prepare them well in order to make sure that they can execute their mission and come back safely. Now, CAE is, of course, part of a much bigger aerospace story here in Montreal. As a matter of fact, aerospace is a Canadian flagship around the world. Chaque seconde, un aéronef décolle grâce à son moteur fabriqué ici à Longueuil par Pratt & Whitney Canada. Aerodevtech, pour poursuivre les compagnies, Aerodevtech fabrique maintenant des systèmes de train d'atterrissage pour les jets de Bombardier, Boeing, Dassault, Embraer, en plus des aéronefs militaires de Sikorsky, Northrop Grumman et Lockheed. Puis quand on pense à cette histoire-là, ça miroite un peu CAE. L'entreprise Aero a été fondée en 1942 à Longueuil sous le nom de Aero Machine Parts. Puis à l'époque, elle se spécialisait dans l'usinage de composants d'aéronefs. 30 ans plus tard, Aero a fait partie de la grande aventure sur la Lune en fabriquant le train d'atterrissage pour le module lunaire d'Apollo. Puis aujourd'hui, elle produira bientôt les systèmes de train d'atterrissage pour le nouveau Boeing 777X. Une grande réussite. Going back in time, Guglielmo Marconi founded Marconi's Wireless Telegraph Company of Canada in 1903. A company, of course, a lot of us will know because Marconi is such an iconic brand. But today, what you may not know is after many mergers and acquisitions, we know that company as Esterline CMC Electronics, and it's headquartered in Saint-Laurent. And it delivers innovative cockpit systems integration and avionics solutions to its customers worldwide. Up in Mirabel, Bell Helicopter Textron makes helicopters like the Boeing 412, used by commercial operators, but also by the oil industry, the military, and law enforcement worldwide. Et bien sûr, on ne peut certainement pas parler d'aérospatiale sans parler de Bombardier, qui est au troisième rang des fabricants d'avions civils dans le monde entier. Quand je regarde un peu le recul, puis c'est pas 25 ans, c'est 30 ans dans l'industrie quand même. OK. Vous me rajeunissez, merci. En 1984, après avoir obtenu mon diplôme de l'École polytechnique, j'ai décroché mon premier emploi chez Canadair, qui devint Bombardier en 1986, deux ans plus tard. Pour moi, j'ai eu la chance de réaliser mon rêve, de concevoir, travailler dans le secteur de l'aérospatiale, concevoir des avions. C'était une aventure merveilleuse pour moi, mais pas seulement pour moi, pour des milliers de gradués après moi depuis toutes ces années-là. En grande partie grâce à la vision de Laurent Beaudoin. L'entreprise est maintenant un chef de file mondial. Puis comme il a dit, puis je l'ai déjà entendu dire si souvent, un entrepreneur voit des occasions là où les autres ne voient que des problèmes. Ça illustrait bien la situation à l'époque. Aujourd'hui, avec ses 38 000 employés à travers le monde, Bombardier Aéronautique, il est un joueur clé dans notre industrie. En date d'aujourd'hui, Bombardier a livré 1925 avions régionaux et amphibies. Ses employés ont construit aussi plus de 2000 avions d'affaires Global et Challenger. Puis il faut se rappeler, tous ces avions-là, bien, en grande majorité, ces avions-là sont construits et fabriqués ici à Montréal. Aussi fait, loin d'être une hésité, l'entreprise a lancé 31 nouveaux programmes depuis 1989, certainement un record inégalé dans notre industrie. Et on sait que Bombardier ne s'assoit pas jamais sur ses lauriers. Elle conçoit et fabrique maintenant un tout nouvel avion, la C-Series, qui offre une consommation de carburant très avantageuse et une réduction inégalée de l'empreinte environnementale. But it's not just the companies whose names are familiar to us all in the room. Montreal also is home to more than 200 small and medium-sized firms who make components and parts and provide services to major manufacturers. And there's no doubt that their success is vital to our success. When you look at the numbers, our industry as a whole has 43,500 employees in Quebec and 85,000 employees directly involved across the country and add it all up, over 700,000 Canadians whose work is directly related to the aerospace industry. And that's without counting international organizations like IATA and ICAO that are based here in Montreal, and that adds huge credibility to our city as a key aerospace player. Just in Montreal, one employee out of every 93 works in the aerospace industry, one out of 93. That's twice more than in France, a major aerospace hub, and 2.5 times more than the United States, testimony to the importance of the sector. Total revenues for Canada are valued at $42 billion, of which 80% is exports. And Montreal captures 55% of those revenues. This past year, CAE itself has contributed $340 million in the local economy. That includes subcontractors, fees to accountants, lawyers, HR professionals, and many more. And certainly, as I look around the room, a lot of you are here, and I thank you for it. And jobs in our sector are very well paid, 40% higher than the average in other industries. Our average salary at CAE is $81,000 compared to the Quebec average of $44,300. And our employees, our suppliers, and our clients invest that money in the local economy. We also play a major part and major role in Montreal's community life. Employees in the aerospace sector here in Montreal give more than $6 million to Centraide alone each year. Our employees are volunteers. They coach soccer, hockey teams. They support science projects at schools and universities, and they give time to nonprofit organizations. I'm very proud to say that CAE, as one example, has a team of about 100 participants for the Enbridge Right to Concert Cancer for the third year in a row. And last year, our team raised $282,000 towards that cause. In my view, the two most vital ingredients for the success of any company are vision and people. And at CAE, our vision is simple. It's to be the partner of choice for our customers who operate in complex mission-critical environments. Think airline operations, think military, mission critical, and by providing what we do best, our core competencies, the most innovative modeling and simulation-based solutions to enhance our customers' safety and improve efficiency. All the U.S. military services, including U.S. Air Force, the Navy, the Army, the Marine Corps, and U.S. Special Forces, award us contracts for this very reason. We focus on our customers and provide them with the most innovative technologies and services. As an example, we are the US Navy's prime contractor responsible for developing MH-60 Seahawk simulators. This is the aircraft helicopter they use on all their aircraft carriers for training their pilots, their co-pilots, and their rear crew operators. For the U.S. Air Force, we provide air crew training for the KC-135 tanker, refueling tanker, refueling boom operators. And we're now delivering academic, simulator, and live training for all the U.S. Air Force Predator and Reaper unmanned aerial vehicle air crews. Defense forces in the United States and actually around the world trust CAE's expertise, our focus, our experience, and simulation and training, which helps them maintain what they need to do, maintain mission readiness, and reduce costs. And closer to home, I'm very proud of the fact that we have a major contract with the Canadian Forces where we are responsible for the overall aircrew training capability for the Chinook and Hercules aircraft, and we play a key role in preparing our Canadian Forces for mission success. And that program actually is a model for the international defense market in demonstrating the benefits and efficiencies that a training systems integrator like CAE can deliver. Another great example is the integrated training facility that we're building in Brunei. The CAE Brunei Multipurpose Training Center includes the development of the region's most advanced helicopter training center for platforms such as the Sikorsky S-92 and Sikorsky S-70 Black Hawk helicopters. But that center will also host emergency and crisis management training, which is testimony to our diversification into other sectors. In fact, that center will be the centerpiece of the next ASEAN-wide disaster readiness exercise next year. Now, we could do what we do. We could provide this most innovative modeling and simulation-based solutions and have become this leading-edge high-tech company thanks primarily to the research and development that we do right here in Montreal. We're invested in partnership with the federal and provincial governments to the tune of $1 billion over the past 10 years in investment in R&D. And that partnership is essential. It's essential if we expect to maintain a level playing field with our competitors around the world. Now, we win contracts for one reason. Those who contract us for our products and our training services do so because they believe that we are the best to help them train their pilots to provide safe, reliable service to their passengers. We sell to more around the world. We sell to more than 130 civil airlines, training centers, original equipment manufacturers, with a roster of clients that would be envy of our competition. Here at home, Air Canada is one of our long-standing customers and partners. I'm very pleased that Kaylin Rovinescu is with us today at the head table. We have a 25-year relationship with Air Canada. We've sold the airline 15 simulators. The latest two were Boeing 787 simulators. One was delivered last year, and the other will be later this year, as Air Canada has just received its first 787 aircraft a couple of weeks ago with, you know, much fanfare. Congratulations, Kaylin. And over the past 7 years, we've also been operating Air Canada's training centers in Toronto and in Vancouver. And I'd really be remiss in taking this opportunity to congratulate Kaylin, who has just been elected to the chairman of IATA, the association which represents 240 airlines around the globe. I was there in Qatar when it happened. And this is a very prestigious nomination and proof of Kaylin's hard work and commitment to our industry. Now today, CAE is much more than a manufacturer of civil flight simulators. Even though we remain the undisputed market leader with more than 70% market share in selling simulators, our civil market for simulators, actually, our share is now only 20% of our revenues. It used to be 80% in the past. The difference being we are now a major training provider and train more than 120,000 air crews every year. Our training network spans the globe with a total of over 60 civil training locations, either 100% owned or in joint venture with airlines. In Dubai, for example, where we train more than 10,000 pilots a year, we have a 13-bay simulation center with our partner Emirates, and we just opened a second center. Another example is China, where we operate one of actually the largest training centers in the country with our partner China Southern. That training center is equipped with 24 simulators and trains more than 20,000 pilots in the region every year. And in some instances, China being a prime example, joint ventures are the essential and prerequisite for actually market access. When you look at it all together, in total, we have more than 30 long-term training agreements and joint ventures with civil airlines and aircraft operators around the world. Now, we've also leveraged our expertise, our core competencies of modeling and simulation into other areas to diversify our offering beyond aviation. From a standing start 5 years ago, we are today the world leader in simulation technology for healthcare. More than 8,000 of our healthcare simulators are being used today in medical schools, nursing schools, and hospitals to allow doctors and nurses to practice safely before doing the same procedure on people like you and me. And on that basis, I'm very proud of the societal benefit of what we do in our simulators. And I tell our employees that all the time. Directly or indirectly, I tell them, the work you do contributes to the safety of families, whether you find yourself in an airplane or in an operating room. Now, it's Thomas Edison that once said that vision without execution is hallucination. And I've given you some sense of the vision at CAE, the vision at what we do, and what it is that enabled us to be the best at what we do. But to execute or implement a clear vision, you need people. You need people and a committed team effort. And that's the real key to our global success. The story I'm always proud to tell is the one of performance by our employees. We offer great employment possibilities at CAE to people who want to work here and those who enjoy the experience of living outside of Canada. I'm sure many of you have heard the expression, join the Navy, see the world. Well, I tell graduates all the time, join CAE, and I can assure you, you can see the world. Because effectively, our business is a global business. You know, we have employees originating from more than 100 nationalities. They speak more than 100 languages, and our customers come from 190 countries. The diversity we have is real. It's a real competitive strength. Not only do our employees speak the language of our customers, but they live their culture, and that's critical. And we're determined to recruit the very best. To support that objective, CAE has hired 1,400 interns and co-op students in the past 5 years. 1,400 in 5 years, many of whom have become full-time employees. CAE has partnerships today with more than 20 universities and research institutes in Canada, and we regard those as building blocks and incubators for our future talent pool. Going back to when I was at university, at École Polytechnique, it had just opened a new engineering program specialized in aerospace. It wasn't a degree program, but I benefited from it. Probably launched me into where I am today. But there was no other, say, in Montreal, there was no graduate program. In fact, there was only one graduate program in the whole country in Toronto. Fast forward to today, there's 4 graduate programs in aerospace just here in Montreal. And that's further testimony to growth of our industry in Canada. Now, the quality of our educational institutions is critical. Critical to our future success. And we need more people trained in the skills that will serve the demand for what we do best. And our future depends on it. And frankly, I sincerely believe that the success of aerospace, and that's why I talk about it, and of CAE here in Montreal should be a source of great pride for all Canadians. It can be a genuine inspiration for young men and women with talent. In short, for those on which we count for our future success. And the great news is that the future of our industry is very encouraging. Experts predict that on average, we'll see a 5% annual growth in air travel for the next 20 years. That effectively means that over the course of the next 20 years, air traffic will double. That means more airplanes, means more pilots, means more parts. That's all great news. In pilots alone, there'll be a need for 20,000 pilots more every year for the next 20 years to support the growth of the industry. Now, how many industries in the world can predict such an amount of growth for such a long time? Not many. And we are the world leader. And that's great news for CAE, it's great news for Montreal, it's great news for Quebec, great news for our country. Now, there's no doubt that we can never rest on our laurels. We live in a fast-moving, interconnected world. We don't need to tell anybody here that. So how do we ensure our future prosperity in this growing market? And well, here's what I believe we need to do. Firstly, we need to accentuate our strengths, like aerospace, with a genuine partnership with governments that will enable us to take advantage of where we see the growth and what we're good at. Secondly, to support the efforts that improve access to markets with trade agreements like the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement with the European Union and the Canada-Korea Free Trade Agreement. Investors, manufacturers, service providers, we need unfettered access, and we need the certainty of rule of law as a basis for fair competition. Thirdly, we need to ensure a business climate that's conducive for growth. For that, we need stability. It's important for companies to know that government programs, including investment tax credits, Investissement Québec support, programs like the Strategic Aerospace and Defense Initiative, are there to stay, because the investments in the industry are long-term. Fourthly, we need to support and engage our employees by offering great challenges and opportunities so they can develop themselves. And we need to tell the story like I'm doing today, so they can see what a promising future this industry has for years to come that they can build a career on. Encourage small and medium-sized companies to emulate the global success of their larger aerospace partners. And finally, perhaps most of all, stimulate our entrepreneurs of tomorrow with equal portions of confidence, creativity, and of course, a healthy appetite for risk. And I believe that combination will provide a solid foundation for pride, for reward, and a better quality of life for us all. Les entreprises dans notre secteur doivent toujours demeurer à la fine pointe de la technologie afin de garder notre leadership. C'est sans contredit. Par-dessus tout, on doit s'assurer de garder notre culture d'innovation et s'assurer qu'elle soit aussi forte que notre réputation d'excellence. Voilà pourquoi nous allons continuer à innover, à améliorer constamment nos produits et services. Voilà pourquoi nous allons continuer d'améliorer notre avantage concurrentiel et inspirer nos employés à faire plus et mieux. Si on conserve la clé, la passion pour l'industrie, la passion pour l'excellence, on va continuer à attirer les meilleurs employés et nous assurer un avenir encore plus prometteur à la fois pour nos employés, pour Montréal, pour le Québec et pour notre pays. Je vous remercie de votre attention. Merci.